Donald Trump getting a is he going to get a fair trial in New York? Is it possible that this jury pool can produce a fair verdict for Donald J. Trump? I have my doubts. I really honestly do. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Vegas doubles down on home ice advantage. The Golden Knights took the first two games on the road in the opening round of their Stanley Cup playoff series with the Dallas Stars. Jonathan Marchessault, Noah Hanifin, and Jack Eichel all lit the lamp in the 3-1 victory. The NFL draft gets underway tonight in Detroit. According to the Review Journal's mock draft, former Bishop Gorman star receiver Rome Odunze could be a 10th overall selection for the New York Jets. The Las Vegas Raiders have the 13th pick, and barring a trade-up for a desperately needed quarterback, they've had their eye on Alabama cornerback Tarion Arnold. The Lakers take on the Nuggets in L.A. tonight in Game 3 of the opening round of the NBA playoffs. You can catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
It's time to visit a world away for a day at the 47th Annual Spring Jamboree in Boulder City, May 4th and 5th in the four public parks of the historic downtown district. Check out tons of vendors with food and drink, arts and crafts, rock and mineral displays, activities for the kids, and more. It's fun for the entire family and admission is free. Plus the classic Hot Rod Car Show sponsored by Lerner and Rowe Injury Attorneys. Come on down for 2 days of fun at the 47th Annual Spring Jamboree in Boulder City, May 4th and 5th.
Does anyone out there love paying taxes? Anyone? Me neither. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now we're having an instant tax savings event. And while we can't technically pay your sales tax for you, we can give you a discount equal to what your sales tax would be. Pretty cool, huh? Taxes schmaxes. Who's with me? Best service, best selection, best price. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
See certain details.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for State Senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're getting reports of one new accident through the resort corridor. This is going to be on the northbound side against the main flow of traffic on I-15 northbound after Sahara. It's only a reported accident on the freeways. Northbound 15 after Sahara. Still clearing up one on the surface streets near UNLV on Maryland Parkway at University Center. Sunny and nice today. Afternoon temperatures only get barely to the low 80s. It's 61 degrees right now. Rain is in the forecast for tomorrow. 40% chance. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you hear this? Harvey Weinstein, the rape conviction has been overturned as a New York court orders a new trial. This is big news. Good news for Harvey Weinstein as the court has reversed that conviction. The new trial in a landmark case. We'll keep you apprised of that. I promised I'd let you hear from Alan Dershowitz. He's been looking at what is now going to be day three, I guess, of the trial. They were off yesterday. They are back at work, even as we speak, in New York City. And let me just leave it at this, that Alan Dershowitz, and this is Cut 7, is not entirely very, very optimistic about the Trump trial and about the jury pool that is hearing this case. Let's go to Cut 7. This is Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax yesterday.
I think the jury is not a good one for Trump. It's probably as good as you can get out of a jury pool of 85% voters against Trump. But it's not a good jury. It's a typical group of New Yorkers. You might want to have them to dinner. You might want to move into their neighborhood. But if you want a fair trial for Donald Trump, you move to Rockland County or you move to Staten Island, but you don't have it in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. The lawyers did as good as they could do with this jury pool, but too many of them get their news from the New York Times and from CNN and from other media. I don't trust this jury to give a fair trial. The other problem is the jury only determines facts. And the real problem with this case is the law. There's just no crime here. The prosecutors just made up a crime. They took a state misdemeanor that was barred by the statute of limitations and turned it into a felony by invoking an unnamed federal statute that they have no jurisdiction over. So jurors have no power over the law. There are two lawyers, at least, on the jury, so maybe they will engage in some kind of legal analysis. But in general, all the jury does is determine the credibility of Cohen, the credibility of Daniels, and those are narrow, narrow issues. So this has all the prescriptions for a very, very unfair trial, a quick, likely conviction, and then probably an appellate reversal. But after the election. Look, nothing is completely predictable when it comes to 12 jurors,
right?
But wouldn't be optimistic if I were Donald Trump.
There you have it, Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax yesterday. I want to switch gears because Karine Jean-Pierre was at the podium yesterday in our nation's capital and gave what I can best term a low-key response to whether Columbia University's president should step down, should be fired. Let's go to cut one. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press briefing yesterday.
Mindful, Columbia is a private institution. We've been very consistent here about not commenting on personnel matters. That's something for Columbia University, obviously the board, to speak to, and the president, right, to make that decision. So I'm not going to comment on that. That is obviously the speaker's privilege to speak for himself and what he sees. So, look, I would say more broadly, and I said this moments ago, this is a deeply painful, painful moment for many communities, and we understand that. The president believes that free speech, debate, and non-discrimination on college campuses are important. They're important American values, and that, and so he'll always be very clear. We will always be very clear about that here. But protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out. And you saw that from the president's statement when he, this president's statement on Passover, he talked about that. He talked about action, taking action, and making sure that we're calling that out. So we're going to continue to do that forcefully, condemn anti-Semitism from this administration. We're going to continue to do that. We're implementing, as you know, the first ever national strategic effort to counter anti-Semitism, because there should be no place in this country in when it relates to that type of hate. We saw what happened in 2017, Charlottesville. That was one of the reasons that this president decided to run in 2020. Oh, he ran in 2020 because of what he saw in Charlottesville and what was happening in the streets of Charlottesville, the vile, just hateful rhetoric that we're seeing there. So I think Columbia is going to have to speak to their personnel issues, and what we will speak to is more broadly what we expect and what we want to see and how painful it is for many communities here.
There you have it. Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary for the President of the United States. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. More on the chaotic times we live in. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. These college protests are coast to coast. It is incredible what's going on right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds, because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixings. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixings, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacks, with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together. And that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard. Or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos, and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. They work so hard, and they work hard for you. Thank you so much to all you do at the Nevada Trucking Association. I want to lay this on you, and I've been thinking a lot about this the last couple of days. We've seen all of the college protests that go from coast to coast. From USC all the way back to Columbia University. And it occurred to me that what we have here is a Frankenstein created by the left that is now taking over our college campuses right now. It is scary what's going on all across the country. We were talking yesterday about getting the horse back in the barn. That's what we're trying to do. And the left created, with all of these left-leaning college professors and curriculum, and it occurred to me that what's happened now is they've created a monster they can't control. And so they are out, with encampments. It's scary what's going on right now. And somebody has got to, like the folks in Texas at UT Austin. They've said, "Hey, we're going to shut this thing down." And cops on horseback. That's what we're faced with right now. And then what has happened is we have created this monster, this Frankenstein, and even the left can't control it. So it's sad but true. I want to take you to Columbia University. And Mike Johnson, who was there, the Speaker of the House, he brought a passionate message to the Columbia University campus. This was after meeting with Jewish students at Columbia University. Let's go to cut two. This is Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House.
We just left a meeting with students, Jewish students, who told us of the heinous acts of bigotry that they have experienced simply because of their faith. Their bravery is inspiring, much more inspiring than some of the activities we're seeing here. And they should never have to confront such hate on an American college campus. It's such a revered institution. Anti-Semitism has been growing in America, and it's clear why. Powerful people have refused to condemn it, and some have even peddled it themselves. From university professors to public officials, people in positions of authority have denied the horrific facts of September 11, 2001, the attacks on the United States that happened right here in New York City, and they've attempted to excuse or to ignore the barbaric attack of Hamas in Israel on October 7th, 2023, where Israeli women and children were savagely raped and murdered, and infants were cooked in ovens. Crowds of radical activists have chanted death to America and on our own streets in this country. And sub-public officials have refused to condemn them. Others have openly defended these acts on campus, and the harassing and the intimidation and the threatening of innocent Jewish students simply because of who they are. They've called that peaceful protest. And some have even gone as far as calling for the state of Israel to be eliminated. These are words we expect from Ayatollahs in Iran, not American lawmakers and not American students. And unsurprisingly, it has given way to threats and violence in a generation of students who feel safe in their own classrooms, who don't feel safe in their own classrooms, or where they live or where they worship. Let me say this very simply. No American of any color or creed should ever have to live under those kinds of threats. That is not who we are in this country. Sadly, Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule, to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe. We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes hiding in fear. In the House of Representatives, we've already acted to address anti-Semitism on campuses. We have passed a number of statutes to address this matter, and we call upon the U.S. Senate to act upon our legislation.
There you have it, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. He went to Columbia University. I would love to see Joe Biden come to Columbia University. I would love to see Donald J. Trump. I mean, the best suggestion I've heard just in the last 24 hours is that Donald J. Trump should violate the gag order, leave the courtroom, and go straight to Columbia University to visit with students on both sides of this issue. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, you can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. On this Thursday, as we predicted, the two news agencies most invested in destroying Donald Trump, NBC and CNN, are wildly speculating about what might have happened in the current New York City hush money case. Of course, those operations and others are producing no solid reporting about factual events. Nothing like that. Why bother to do real reporting when you can spin maybe tales full of salacious gossip and unproven allegations? This is just another vivid example of the utter collapse of American journalism. Today, hearsay and wishful thinking have replaced responsible fact gathering. There are few standards on television news, generally speaking. Imagine if dental standards headed the same direction. Anybody could be a dentist if he or she could locate your mouth. That might bring some pain, right? Well, that's what we have in the news industry. A bunch of lazy ideologues passing themselves off as honest journalists. It is absolutely painful to witness this. But even worse, it is damaging to the nation. Back after this. Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Carl Rove, the brain, was on with John Roberts yesterday. I want you to listen to this. Talking about Joe Biden and how he is heading to a real mess at the Democrat convention in Chicago. Listen to cut four. Go.
Biden appears to be trying to walk this issue with one foot on either side of the fence. But in doing so, he just seems to be angering both sides.
Yeah. Look, that largely stems from the impromptu comment that he made. Where on the one hand he came out against the protests and the attacks on Israel and Jewish students, and on the other hand had to recognize the plight of the Palestinians. The written statements and the spokesman from the White House have been generally pretty tough, but the president himself set the tone by answering that question in ad hoc. Look, this is going to get worse before the end of the school year. Unless these universities step in and make certain that students are allowed to go to classes and that the campuses are not overtaken by student protesters, this is going to be an ugly scene. But imagine what it's going to be like in August when the Democrats meet in Chicago and we have enormous crowds of protesters in Grant Park during the Democratic National Convention. Not going to be a pretty sight and going to be reminiscent of 1968 and the famous Democratic Convention that was racked by protests over the Vietnam War.
Carl Rove with John Roberts yesterday on Fox News Channel. I'm going to tell you, that is going to be ugly. You're going to have a splintered Democrat Party meeting in Chicago. This is going to get more and more interesting. Coming up, Sigal Chadha, RNC National Committee Woman for Nevada. What does she think about what's going on in our college campuses, both from a political and from a legal standpoint? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Don't you love her?
For Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Rock.